Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Brian in Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure.
So a couple of things, if you got a minute. I told Tommy, I want to thank Dave Owen Shane, truly, for getting us Dart, Gadaboo, and Burns. And that's about it. Because that's about all they're going to hang their hat on when they're gone. And I know they're going to have to finish out the year. You know, that is what it is. But it's in a weird way, does it feel like Dart, you know, he was supposed to be Dable's savior and kind of became his Grim Reaper. I feel like he's kind of costing him his job because he was supposed to be able to do something with him. And it's clear that he can do it without Dable. I'm confident in that you bring in a new head coach, he's going to be even better.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, and if you look at that,
it's funny. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Sorry, the press conference, I can't watch anymore. I'm so glad these two guys won. Did you hear the guy say when he walked in, are you crying to Dable?
Yes. In fact, I want to play that right now because I cannot get over that. But before that, would you want to answer what he said?
Yeah, now I'm forgetting what
I forgot what he said, though.
No, it's not what he said. I forgot what I was going to say.
What did he say?
Oh, it was about Jackson Dart and surviving a new coach.
Yeah, they basically, and it was interesting that Jackson Dart is proving he doesn't need Brian Dable.
Right.
Well,
I don't know, caller's point. I don't know if he's proving that. But you just get the sense that he'll be okay if somebody else comes in. It's not going to ruin him if a new system gets introduced.
Completely agree. Because that's been the biggest defense of keeping Brian Dable. I hear Big Mac say it all the time in the overnights.
Yes.
Which is, I think that when you watch this kid play quarterback. I'm sorry, Big Mac. You know I love you. I think I'm going to see him because I think he's filling in for Keith this week. Oh, so nice. I think that's what's going on. I heard that other people were doing the overnight, so I texted Big Mac, are you going to Disney World? And he was very confused. He said, no, I'm working. See? That's why my imitation is good. Anyhow, Big Mac will be doing nights this week. Keith will be back in a week. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Do you watch Jackson Dart? Does anyone watch Jackson Dart and say, oh, my God,
right.
I can't mess with him by getting rid of Brian Dable?
No, you don't.
No one thinks that.
No.
Now, as far
and that's
as,
not a knock on Dave's. It's just the reality of Jackson Dart.
It's a reality of Dart. I agree. Listen to this question for Brian. This was so freaking weird, and I'm glad our caller brought it up. Here is, and I think it's Pat Leonard, because I feel like I can tell the giant beat reporters apart based on the vitriol in their question. Here's Pat Leonard, I think taunting Brian Dable and saying, hey, are you crying?
Brian, are those tears of emotion, or is that just give?
Is that what?
I'm sorry, I
didn't hear what you're saying.
You walked in here, it looked like there were tears coming out of your eyes.
No.
That's just allergy.
No. No, it wasn't tears.
The whole press conference is, you know, hard-hitting football questions. Uh-huh. And then Pat Leonard's like, hey, little bitch over there. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that.
Are you crying?
Are you crying?
There's no crying in football.
And you could hear the offense that Dable took to the question.
He's like, what?
What?
What are you
what
even
did you
talking
say?
About?
Am I crying?
You want to go out back and fight?
It'd be more entertaining than giant second-hand football right now. Right.
Fair point.
Yeah, so why was Brian Dable crying yesterday, Teague? Was he emotional about the game?
He said he wasn't. I didn't see him. I was in the booth. So I have no idea. But I can't imagine Dave was crying.
I reanalyzed the press conference. And so his eyes, I will admit, were a tad red. But I think there's a really good chance that he's just really freaking tired. Mm.
or has allergies.
Right.
I don't think Brian Daboll was telling his team, like, bawling.
Or went back in the coach's room and just toked one for a nice long drag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was good.
Now I can come out relaxed.
Yeah.
He did seem relaxed, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think I'm right.
All right. Maybe a little bong rip? Who knows?
Whatever.
So he smoked a doobie before the press conference, and Pat Leonard confused that with him crying. This is the state of the Giants, ladies and gentlemen. The hard-hitting questions.
Are you crying?
Also, it's early November. Maybe I'm just like, maybe it's a fat guy thing. You don't get, like, you're a pug, like, wet face. You know what I mean? Where your eyes get red, you're outside, the wind burn, all that stuff, and you get a little teary and snotty-eyed. I get that all the time on the weekends when I'm outside for too long.
No, I'm with you. This is one of those rare defenses of Brian Daboll. I mean, he probably we all still agree he's probably going to be gone at the end of the year. He's not a very good football coach right now. But no. Pat Leonard, he wasn't crying after he lost to the San Francisco 49ers.
He was smoking a doobie.
Can I just ask also if you're Pat Leonard, what's the follow-up if Dave's goes, yeah, of course I was crying.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, right. And where does that go? So that's the point. What's the point of asking?
Yeah, it creates a situation where Pat Leonard is now bullying.
Right. Like my pet cricket died. Sorry.
That would have been an answer. Because, like, pet cricket is probably the best answer. Because if you say dog or cat, we're all going to feel awful.
Right. You get on a long, you make up a story. You know, I took my kids down to Alabama. You know, I used to coach there. We won a national championship. And I don't know if you've ever been to Tuscaloosa. There's a lot of woods, especially on the way down there. And sometimes at night, it just gets really, really quiet. But then you start to hear the crickets. The legs, you know, they're cursing against each other and they're making the sound. And sometimes if you really listen to it, it is beautiful. It is unbelievable. I took my daughters down there and they loved the football game, but at night they fell in love with the crickets. So you know what I did? I went and bought them a cricket and it was amazing. The cricket was beautiful. It was friendly. They even named them Jiminy. Well, I mean, I know we lost this game, but Jiminy died today.
That's a tough answer.
I'll tell you, Leonard would have no response to that.
That's why I'm crying,
Pat. Yeah. Any other questions?
Any other questions? Thank you. I'm out.
That's a good one. John is in Staten Island. What's up, John?
Hey, thank you for taking the phone call. I think I inadvertently helped the 49ers because my wife and my four boys are 49ers fans.
Oh, come on, dude. Went,
but like, Evan made up the great point that they haven't played in New York and she's never seen them play.
Right.
So it was a birthday gift. So I was like, all right, here's a birthday gift. We'll go to the game. I didn't think it was going to be a 49ers game. So, again, you know, they had a good experience. I had a guy from San Francisco teaching my son every time they get the first down in the Levi Stadium, they go woo, 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 whatever they were doing. And, you know, it was kind of ridiculous about that point.
That's what that was. I didn't know that. I don't think I've seen a 49ers in Levi.
So they go woo, woo, woo when they get a first down?
Yeah, I heard that a couple of times. And I was like, is that Giant fans?
Interesting.
Huh. I don't know. The big takeaway I had was that there was one moment in a TV timeout where they went around Kid Cam and played K-pop Demon Hunter song to which George Kittle jumped up and down waving the crowd to dance with him and cheer loud. And that for me was really a gut punch of embarrassment that we're playing this mockery of music for kids and George Kittle and the Niner fans are getting down to it.
And he's owning it.
It was a Niners home game.
On the road.
Yeah. I mean, it was a Niners home game. Pat's in Ringwood, New Jersey. What's going on, Pat?
What's up, fellas? I originally wanted to call to think about Dexy and Hyatt for Waddle, but something else came up in my mind. When Banks was a rookie with Wink Martindale, Wink Martindale actually praised his toughness.
Yeah.
And the guy was starting and doing well, which goes to the big thing, it's coaching, and they all got to go.
Well, look, I think Deontay Banks envisioned himself as this lockdown I can take on any wide receiver in the league corner. And Wink gassed him up that way. Mm. Like he was drafted for Wink, basically.
Right.
And it's almost like there's a confidence issue and a lack of success issue since he moved out of that system. And he wasn't perfect as a rookie, but you could slough off some of those issues with him just being a rookie.
Yeah, but he wasn't even nearly as bad as he is now.
I know.
Like, he was an interesting young player, I guess, would be the way I'd phrase it.
And now it's gotten demonstrably worse.
And how do you explain it? Is it all Wink Martindale not being there?
I don't know. I think last year it felt the effort was the issue a year ago. You saw it. I mean, he turned down. Maybe, was that 2 years ago or was that last year where he didn't try to tackle?
That was last year.
Jalen Hurts on the sideline. Just kind of let him keep running for another 15 yards.
That was last year. Yeah.
Right. So
he's done it both years, basically.
Right. But last year felt bad. Like he was just quitting on the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.